Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Let me tell you something. This is no lie. And I saw your advertisement, and I dialed that number that came on, and I cannot believe this, because I'm a skeptic, number one, I'm holistic, number two, I'm a hospice nurse, number three, and I want to tell you how wonderful it is, the things I can do now that I couldn't do before. My daughter came up to see me from another state, and she said, Mom, what happened? I said, I took those vitamins that they're advertising on TV all the time. And she said, I can't believe what you're doing. So I just love your product. I just think it's absolutely sensational.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Wish we had enough crayons to explain this, but more government does not make you more free. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. I just got off the Alex Jones Show and talked about solutions, a list of things we can do right now. And hopefully you'll catch that over at Band, the word Band, dot, little period, right, video. So Band and then dot video. Make sure and go over there and look under the Alex Jones Show. It'll be there in a few hours. And I did the whole thing on what we could do right now as a state, as a city, as a county, and individually, all the things we need to take care of business. And there was about 20 things listed. And so make sure you go check that out. So glad to be here, of course. Election night last night. Great party over at the Red Lion. I was there. And what a crowd. Wow. Wow. What a crowd for Protect Dixie. So many people are so angry about what's happening to this city and to this county. And I was so happy to see all of you there, so many of you there. In any case, Willie won, or is, I think, winning, right? And I think votes are still being counted, but he was winning last time I checked. And Neil and Colin, and then, of course, Alan fell short and Patrick fell short, and I hope they run again. I really do. We need them. Gil should have been taken out of that position. And same with Senator Evan Vickers. Senator Evan Vickers, completely atrocious, and we needed to replace him. And what's really interesting, too, fascinating, is John Curtis made it again because he relied on his incumbency, right? After being caught on video that he lied and lied and lied and lied to all of the people he was supposed to represent about his values, what he believes in, and the fact that he exchanged his Democrat standing for Republican standing just so he could get into office. And he got in again. Mike Lee prevailed, and let's see, Pert did not make it on the school district, but we'll talk about that more in the later part of the show, because I want to invite your phone calls on that. And I know you probably have a lot to say. It's good that we got some, that Christy Pike and Nina Barnes were not allowed to assume office. I'm really happy about that, actually, because both would not have been good for liberty or freedom. So I'm really happy about that. And that was a total win. So, you know, moving forward, we'll try to move forward and hopefully this time hold feet to the fire. Can we do that? And we're just in some bad habits of not doing that. And it's a real shame. Okay, so let's get to some things. Melissa and Susan on the show today, and a lot of stuff, a lot of things to cover, of course. My guest is Stanford Graham, who's the executive director of Santacor International, and they're the producer of this nitric oxide supplement called Cardio Miracle. But what we're going to be talking about today is his involvement with David in the court, in the court system. David Martin, of course, Dr. David Martin, and who's been on our show several times, and George Wentz, and several people. And so I invite you, or I'm so glad to have you. Stanford, welcome.
Well, thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
You bet. I'm actually excited. So tell me a little bit about what's going on, the legal front for the teams, and what's happening now at prosecutenow.com, and what's going on with David Martin, and what are we trying to do? What is the proceeding all about?
Well, Kate, as you know, David and I have been working for nigh onto a year or even longer, meeting with attorneys general as well as federally elected officials. To take a look at the 4,000 plus pieces of documentary evidence that David has combined as a function of his forensic patent research
Stanford,
over the last few decades.
Stanford, are you on speaker?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Okay. Keep talking. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure they could hear you. Okay. Go right ahead.
No, so we've presented over the last year to attorneys general across the nation, as well as a number of senators, representatives in our House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. There are more than 4,000 pieces of documented evidence that Dr. Martin has compiled over the last few decades, identifying, as he's spoken so loudly to this country, the origination of the pathogen, the spike protein, the so-called vaccines, injections, medical right. treatments masquerading as vaccines. And so not being able to find an attorney general actually step up and defend and protect the citizens of their states, we are now reaching to a less political position, you could say, to county sheriffs. And we're in the process of determining whether the county sheriffs will actually stand up and protect the citizens of their counties from the homicides that are occurring in so-called medical treatment centers, aka hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
People, as you may know,
yes,
you
yes.
have some personal experience with this.
I really do.
Multiple jabs, and then being treated with remdesivir only to, you know, suffer death.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what we're looking to do, Kate, is meet personally with county sheriffs. And the short order, short-term horizon is actually getting deputized via those county sheriffs so that we can assist those organizations in conducting criminal investigations for these felonious homicides.
Right. Oh, absolutely. You mentioned that Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, CDC
yes.
requirement exceeded its statutory authority. It violated
yeah.
required procedures for agency rulemaking, right?
Yes. Yeah, that goes back in early April when the federal district court out of the Central District of Florida, Judge Mizell, came out with a ruling vacating, overturning the federal mask mandate. And that was our legal team that ran that litigation. We're very pleased with that outcome. Of course, there were tens of millions of people here in the United States that were as well. Don't have to wear the face diapers anymore.
Yeah, that's a blessing
for travel, right? That ridiculous exercise. The conclusion that Judge Mizell made was that a number of things. One was that the CDC overstepped their statutory authority in fulfilling the Biden's executive order and actually putting this in place. Moreover, they failed to comply with the Administrative Procedures Act, which requires any executive administrative agency to follow very specific processes, including notice, argument time, public input, and so on, before reaching and proposing and then implementing final mm-hmm. regulatory processes. Well, they failed to do that as well. So the conclusion mm-hmm. from the Florida District Court was that this was an arbitrary and capricious exercise mm-hmm. by the CDC. And, of course, he vacated the mandate in its entirety, effective nationally.
Nice. And then you had legal.
Yeah, so we were happy about that.
Yeah, I would have. Yes. And then also the report on the Griner versus Biden case filed in federal district court seeking to overturn an injection mandate against healthcare workers as unconstitutional.
Yes. And I'm sure your listeners will be familiar with the order that came out of the Supreme Court early in the year that found that the part of this federal mandate requiring injections for employees of private firms that had 100 plus employees mm-hmm. through the administrative agency of OSHA.
Right.
And of course, the Supreme Court stepped in and said, way out of your lane, boys, way out of your lane. So that part of the injection mandate was deep-sixed by the U.S. Supreme Court. The remaining part of that injection mandate, Kate, mm-hmm. is still on tap. It's still being enforced against our healthcare workers. Mm-hmm. So which is really kind of ironic. I think we'll see over the next 5 years a tremendous, we'll see tremendous numbers. Right. In terms of injection injuries from our healthcare workers.
Yeah.
At the same time, we'll Sadly. See a tremendous amount of injuries from those who are least able to sustain these kinds of injuries that the injection itself, the spike protein, is propagating, mm-hmm. Which was the group of people that were marketed to get the injection first, those, 65 and older. I think we're going to see a catastrophic consequence of injection of this bioweapon, this spike protein, which is specifically designed to take out our cardiovascular system.
We're
going to see some horrific consequences in the next 3, 4, 5 years, for sure.
Yeah.
The remaining part of this injection mandate, Kate, like mm-hmm. I say, is against the healthcare workers. So the federal litigation that was filed on March 3rd of this year in the federal district court in Utah,
mm-hmm.
This is the Griner versus Biden case. Dr. Griner is a physician that operates out of Utah County,
mm-hmm.
Utah, and his work involves reparation of congenital defects in infants.
Right.
So imagine, having as mothers out there with babies that have congenital defects, having somebody like the federal government step in and say, get in the way of, the direct relationship that you have with your physician or your child. So that's what we have going on here. We have the federal government stepping in between one of the closest types of relationships that can be formed in our civil society, which is between a healthcare professional and mm-hmm. that professional's patient.
Right. You're totally right.
And so, we have the federal government getting in the way of that relationship and saying you cannot, to the doctors, to the mm-hmm. nurses and so on, you cannot practice your licensed profession, which is licensed in the state, not by the federal government.
Right.
Here's the federal government stepping in to try to exercise some police powers, which are, as we recall, reserved to the states,
mm-hmm.
but getting in the way of that intimate relationship between the doctor and his or her patient. And in the meantime, Kate, right. mm-hmm. engaging in deceptive practices.
Yeah.
Advising these patients that, oh, by the way, these injections are safe and effective.
We're going to come right back.
Human clinical trials.
We're going to come right back more with Stanford Graham when we come back and kind of an update on what's going on and also with David Martin and everything else. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Hey there, my name is John, and I'm a director of new sales at Balance of Nature. My department is hiring for new sales representatives. Working in new sales is a very fun and rewarding experience because we are the front lines, having rich conversations with potential customers who want to change their lives with better nutrition. I'm looking for energized team players to come join my team. Go to balanceofnature.com/careers to apply for the new sales representative position today.
Hi, my name's Rusty, and I'm the manager of the audio section at Balance of Nature. My department is hiring for Spanish and traditional radio ad producers. Working in the audio section is fulfilling and exciting because we get to create advertisements that will air nationally on radio and be heard by millions of people every day. I'm looking for creative people with an eagerness to learn and are passionate about helping people. Come join my team. Go to balanceofnature.com/careers and apply for the Spanish radio ad producer position today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country, 'tis thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I see.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, a little Abby Anderson for you. Put this on your playlist, please. My Country, 'Tis of Thee, that high school senior that changed the song to sing at graduation and came up with her version of this. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. Who does that as an 18-year-old? I love her. Anyway, Abby Anderson. So welcome back to the show, and make sure you get over to ABC Auto. ABC Auto is just a fantastic company, and you can get your car fixed there, your auto body. And if you're in an accident, they'll take care of everything for you. You don't have to worry about a thing. So, and I have had to do that with when my teenagers were teenagers and pretty much ruined every one of our cars. So I had them over at ABC and they just did such a gorgeous job. They were fast and they know what they're doing and they'll work with the insurance company for you and they take the whole headache out of it. And so it is really fun to work with them. They have a 5-star rating, ABC Auto, and also Beehive Rental. Beehive Rental just rocks their equipment, their weekend. If you're into doing weekend jobs, this is the company you want to go with. Beehive Rental has all kinds of rentals and so many deals on the rentals. They're total patriots. Love these guys. Support them. Give them your business at Beehive, please, because their equipment's stellar. So I have Stanford Graham with me, and he is the co-founder of Prosecute Now with David Martin, Dr. David Martin, who we've had on the show, who's a very popular guest here at Stanford. Before we get rolling, I just wanted to announce I'm on C-SPAN on Monday. They asked me to come on Monday. So I'll be on the Washington Journal on Monday and you can see me there live. And then also check out Alex Jones Show today for my latest show on Alex Jones. Also, Stanford, let's talk about these cases, because I was just asking Stanford on the break, what about these companies that are still in Utah requesting and making you go get some sort of documentation that you've had the shots? These healthcare companies, can they still get away with it? Can they still do that to somebody?
This is the tree that you're speaking about, just to speak allegorically, Kate. This tree with this evil fruit is the tree at which we're striking with our axe in the Griner case. It's to fell this tree. Dr. Griner has refused to be injected because the evidence is ubiquitous now that these injections never were a foundation for immunity. They've never stopped transmission. They've never stopped reinfection. They've never stopped reinfection. They've right. never provided immunity at all. It's been a charade and a yep. drama from the get-go. And so because Dr. Griner refuses to be injected, he's at risk of losing his surgical practice at a number of health, so-called health institutions in Utah.
Jeez.
So that's the essence of the Griner versus Biden case, is to demonstrate that the vaccine, air quotes, is not a vaccine, to identify it for what it is medically in terms of how it operates, as well as according to basic statutory definitions. This is a medical treatment. The injections, the bioweapons are medical treatments. They are gene rewrite therapy. They are not vaccines. They never were intended to be vaccines. It's all been a deception. Now, here's the reason for the deception and the point of the Griner case. We need a conclusion from the courts to identify these injections as medical treatment, because as medical treatments, they are unconstitutional. Medical treatments cannot be constitutionally enforced. It would be like, not to give the president mashed potato for brains any ideas, but it would be like him signing an executive order saying all U.S. citizens 18 to 26 need to be sterilized.
Yeah, right.
That's a medical treatment.
You're right.
That would be constitutionally unenforceable, an unconstitutional measure. But what we have here with the injection is the same thing. We have a medical treatment masquerading under the name of a vaccine so that it can enjoy the limited liability the liability shield from the 1986 Act, right, as well as the ability for the mass media to popularize this as something necessary for people to get, mm-hmm, to protect them from something that barely exists.
Yeah.
So you
have a hearing
about COVID, Kate. It's, mm-hmm, a list of symptoms. What the bioterrorism weapon is the spike protein, and that is what is causing the blood clots. That's, mm-hmm, what's causing the systemic organ failures. That's what's causing what we're seeing, the myocarditis. All these things are consequences of the spike protein. Remember David, Dr. Martin referring, stating that, yeah, the purpose was to turn human bodies into bioweapon production facilities.
Yeah.
Because we can then shed them. And that's going on.
It's amen.
So the purpose of this case, Kate, is really to strike at the heart of the vaccine, air quotes, mandate, this injection mandate, as unconstitutional under several sections of the Constitution, as well as an overreach and a breach of the police powers.
No, it's so
that
true.
Are reserved to the states.
So you have a hearing coming up July 6th, 10 a.m.
As a matter of fact, we do, Kate. You're exactly right. July 6th, 10 a.m. Mountain Time.
Nice.
The Federal District Court Judge Kimball will hear arguments on two motions. Our motion for a preliminary injunction, and the Biden administration's motion to dismiss.
I love this because you're right. That is the heart. That's the heart. It's not a vaccine. And if you can prove it's not a vaccine and you can say it is a medical treatment because it's so different than any shot we've ever had. mRNA is brand new with no testing. We are the guinea pigs.
Yeah. And Moderna is not shy about this. It's on its homepage. It says this is gene therapy.
Yeah.
So there's no attempt to to clothe it in the vaccine draperies, you know.
Right. Oh, I love what you're doing.
That's the purpose of that case. We'll have a disposition, at least the hearings will be had on July 6th, an oral argument, and then whether the judge will take it under advisement and issue an opinion thereafter, rule from the bench, you know, who knows. But anyway, we will get a ruling. The outcome of this, we survive the motion to dismiss, and of course we go into the discovery phase of this case.
Right.
And that will be exciting.
Oh, I love this, because really the only thing they ever cite is the 1905 case with the smallpox vaccine. But what's interesting is the case was never about him getting vaccinated. It was about him paying the $5 fine, because if you didn't get the vaccination, you had to pay a fine of $5, and it was a lot of money back then. And so the whole case, he never got vaccinated. The whole case was about the $5, and they said he had to pay the $5. But people usually don't go back to that case and really look at it. And so the media has been saying, oh, yes, see, with vaccinations, we can make you do it based on that precedence of that particular case. Well, that's not true. It wasn't even about, it wasn't really about the shot as much as it was about the $5. And then he never, ever had to be forcefully vaccinated. So against his will.
You're spot on, Kate. That's exactly right.
So
imagine that. Mm-hmm. A fine of $5, and here we are paying more than $5 for a gallon of gas. Thank
I know.
You, Joe.
Oh, I can't even. Don't even start. I can't even stand for it. So I'm talking with Stanford Graham. He's prosecute now with a co-founder, Dr. David Martin, who we love on the show. And let me just tell you, so you also had legal victories in Arizona, Maricopa County, the county of fraud, and keeping Congressman Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs as candidates on the primary election ballots. Yes.
Yes, we had a group of citizens in Maricopa County, Arizona, arguing that because these two had been, air quotes, ostensibly involved in an insurrection, that they were disqualified from serving as federally elected officials, mm-hmm, under the U.S. Constitutional provision of the disqualification clause. Well, the state court came back and said there is no private action. Number one, there is no civil private action that citizens can bring to argue that a representative has been involved in an insurrection or has given aid and comfort to the enemy.
Right.
That has been reserved to Congress. Now, Congress can get busy and maybe pass a law to amplify that, but the point of the matter is those cases were dismissed in their entirety as a function of our legal team's work. And
nice.
And Mr. Biggs and Mr. Gosar are therefore, you know, on that primary ballot for re-election purposes. But, you know, the left will do anything it can. And that was just another example of overreach, and then fortunately, as a function of our team's work, those arguments being shot down in short order.
So because of the shot, and I'm loving all your victories, and I'm loving the fact that you're going to court this hearing on the motion in July 6th about it not being a vaccine. It is a medical treatment. Thank goodness you're doing what you're doing. So please carry on with what you're doing, because it's amazing work, and it will benefit all of us in this state if we can get something through, and the rest of the country, because it could maybe set a precedent for that too. And so I was looking at an article today, and they were talking about, one in five has all these heart problems, and oh my gosh, what a shockaroonie. But we know a lot of the heart problems are coming from the shots too. But you have, I just wanted to hear for a second, because I know that you have this cardio miracle thing, and people might be interested in that. And I just wanted you to explain what it does, since so many people are experiencing heart issues.
Yeah, there are thousands of studies on this molecule called nitric oxide. Many institutions, research institutions, have now identified this COVID virus thing. This list of symptomologies is an endothelial dysfunction. Mm-hmm. The endothelium is the inner lining of all of our blood vasculature. If you take a look at David Martin's forensic work, the patent work he's done, you'll find exacting language in those patents that identifies the spike protein is designed for the purpose of taking out the endothelium, basically taking out our circulatory system, taking out the blood's ability to transmit information from the blood inside the blood compartment to all the tissue outside the blood vessels. So it's basically taking down the supply chain in the comms system of the body. That's what the spike protein, that bioweapon, is designed to do. Mm-hmm. That system, our supply chain and our comm system, is our circulatory system, is our lymphatic system. So there are a number of research institutions that have come out now and have identified, specifically an Italian research group that published a study in September of 2021 in The Lancet, which said that administration of 6 grams of L-arginine to severe COVID patients that have been hospitalized cut their stay in half, their hospitalization stay in half, and they actually left the hospital and recovered. Wow. Their conclusion was this arginine that they received, 6 grams of arginine daily, actually reversed the dysfunction of the endothelial cells caused by the spike protein. Hmm. That's a statement. I'm quoting the study. The Italian research team published in The Lancet September 2021. The correlation between that study and CardioMiracle, this product we talked about as CardioMiracle, is a nitric oxide product with a therapeutic dose based on that study, over 6 grams of arginine and other amino acids that induce our body to produce nitric oxide, which heals the circulatory system, which prevents blood clots, which prevents platelets and other things from attaching onto the interior of our blood vessels. It's very well established.
Wow, powerful.
Now in the scientific literature. So
I love this. Where can people go to find out more on CardioMiracle?
Yeah, the website there is cardiomiracle.com. And Kate,
well, that's easy.
You've got a discount code attributed as a function of your wonderful work, all the work that you do,
which
we are so grateful.
Awesome.
Your folks can plug in Kate15 at checkout and get a 15% discount.
We
love the work you do.
Oh,
we know you're
worried. Thank you,
You've been out
Steve.
There for way ahead of the curve.
Well,
so
thank
we're
you
for the opportunity to help.
And I appreciate you telling people about that, because everyone's looking for solutions and things to have on hand right now. And with so many people experiencing things, and family has family experiencing things, that they're yeah. looking for those kinds of products. So cardiomiracle.com and put in the code. What was the code again?
Kate15.
Perfect. Stanford, thank you for joining me, and good luck on these victories. Good luck on these hearings coming up. I'm so excited about what you guys are doing at Prosecute Now. Thank you.
Kate, thank you. And if I could implore your listeners to go to prosecutenow.com and register. We'll be following up with everybody about the wins that we will be achieving.
Yay! So. I love it. Stanford Graham, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. You'll be
Thank you, Kate.
On the Kate Daly Show.
This is so great, and a great example of what our technology can do.
Sounds life-changing. All right, you got a special offer just for our listeners for today. Is that right?
We certainly do. Call us now. End the ED. Regain your love life and that spontaneity. The exam, the assessment, and blood flow ultrasound with the medical doctor It's free. And the gift that is very popular, it produces immediate results in the bedroom, worth hundreds of dollars. It's free to callers now.
Okay, guys, is this the day that you're going to change your life and that of your special person in your life? All right, pick up that phone. Let's do it. Quit putting it off. Call right now for that free exam. Here's the number, 435-922-7000. If you need to pull over and write it down, do so. 435-922-7000. One more time, that's 435-922-7000.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let freedom ring.
Show. Oh, it was awesome. Big thank you to Stanford Graham for coming on and talking about what Prosecute Now is doing in the state of Utah and all over. Actually, Maricopa County, the capital of fraud. And it was refreshing, wasn't it, to kind of hear, hear somebody going after the core of the core of the whole issue. Is it never was a vaccine. It was always a lie. And it was always a gene therapy treatment, just as Moderna says on their website. They say it. They know they can't call it a vaccine. The only ones that try to get away with that are the very, very corrupt CDC. So, can you imagine making somebody take a gene therapy treatment, not knowing what the outcome is going to be? It just makes me ill that there are people out there, especially in the medical community, they know better than to do that to other people. And they know there's no fear. Nobody's dropping dead around them. Give me a break. The idiocy. Oh my gosh. I just look at the whole medical establishment so differently now. Of course, I'll take your calls. You can call up about the election results. And also, I just wanted to mention garage doors only, of course, because they're fantastic. If you need a new garage door, or if you're building a home, this is the place to go to, hands down, because they have the best customer service. End of story. So, the best. And they service Nevada and California. And you can call them at 435-868-1200. They're on Bluff Street. And they have been Best of Southern Utah several times in a row. And they are very, very, they're just great. I also wanted to mention Southwest Vision, too. Thanks for my glasses. I just love them because I use them every day. And it always reminds me what great work Dr. Gooch does over there at Southwest Vision and how just what amazing patriots they are. So, good, good, good. I love good companies and I like good patriots and I don't know. I just love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I know at least a couple people that are getting COVID-19 and they've gotten the gene therapy.
Oh,
And I'm trying to tell them to take, zinc and vitamin C and quercetin. And all that stuff. And I don't know what else to tell them.
Well, I mean, honestly, Stanford has had this product and it's been doing some amazing things. And I wanted him to come on and talk about that, too, because I want us to know about anything that can help. And Cardio Miracle seems to be helping a lot of people. So a lot of people are calling it the bioweapon miracle because it counteracts the effects. Thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. But you might want to go to Cardio Miracle and see what they have there. I think the code is Kate15, I think he's given to people. So and good for all of you guys. I don't make money on Cardio Miracle. I'm not telling you about it because of that. I'm telling you about it because it could be an option for a lot of people that are obviously having a lot of heart problems who never had heart problems before. And many because they took the shots that the medical establishment sweared by. You know what I mean? They were swearing by it. Give me a break. You can't swear by something that came out 5 minutes ago. So the idiocy, I swear, it just baffles me. But if they can prove in court, if they can get that in court and set that precedence, that would be very helpful. It'll be helpful to say that it is not a vaccine. So, and we do have the evidence to support that. And of course, even in the FDA pamphlet, it even talks about that. They even say there's no COVID in the vaccine. A traditional vaccine always carries the substance in there so that your body is reacting to that. Well, there is no COVID. The FDA said there's no COVID in the shot. And they've said that from day one. And it's on the pamphlet you get when you go get the shot that there's no COVID in it. So it is not a traditional vaccine. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, it's really too bad that scumbag Vickers stayed in.
I know.
He's proved his stripe.
I know.
Over and over again that both you and me.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Makes me mad.
Where is Dr. Kennedy?
I don't know.
Wasn't he the one that ran against Romney? Because I voted for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't he in? I thought he was in. Isn't he in? Or was he up for re-election?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know, but I thought he was in. I think he's a legislator.
Is he?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was going to say maybe we could write someone in against Nancy Flyboy.
Eyebrows to heaven. Anyway, yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it. I think he's in as a legislator, right? Or a state senator. I don't know. Wait, one of the two. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoa.
Turn that radio down.
Yep.
There we go. Nope. My button's not working. There we go. Okay, a couple points. Regarding Stanford, he said something else that's really important. He was talking about the edict being unconstitutional. He said there's several places or many or mm-hmm. whatever the phrase he used in the Constitution.
Right.
It doesn't all hinge, the case hinge on whether this is a vaccine or not. It is unlawful on many grounds, the edict itself from the president.
Oh, I get that's that. But the part about the vaccine, see, all these establishments are using that as, oh, it's a vaccine. It's a so if he's going to the heart of that, so they can't use that anymore because say it's a gene therapy.
That's an argument you can make, but the much bigger argument is that about 6-7 places in the Constitution, I've delineated mm-hmm. in grievances I've written, make the edict unconstitutional for every single American alive. But mm-hmm. The other thing is this term calling it gene therapy. This is a term that I'm sure the enemy loves us to use. You've had about 4-5 doctors that have said the right term, the term I've been using for years. It is biological weapons mm-hmm. because a therapy, by definition, a treatment of an illness, of an injury. This is not treatment. They knew. Remember, these vaccines were around before they even diagnosed the condition of Corona-19 and the coronavirus that led to it.
Right.
So they knew this has been something in the plans. Dr. Martin has talked mm-hmm. about all the patents and so forth. This is not therapy. This is not a treatment. They allege it's a treatment, but it is actually attack on the American people and the people of the world.
I agree with you.
I think it's wrong to call it a therapy and just call it what a lot of your guests have called it, a biological weapon.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Can't argue. I think that with what we can do, I think anything is a positive step. And if we take many positive steps, that's good. So I also wanted to tell you about this too. Robin Openshaw gave this to me and wanted me to let you guys know. This was important, and I brought it up on the Alex Jones Show too. Army Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, who was court-martialed for refusing the jab, what his precedence case means for all the military. So in May 2022, Lieutenant Mark Bashaw of the Army went to court-martial for refusing not only to get any injections whatsoever, but also for refusing to get toxic tests or wear masks or anything. He wouldn't do anything, which is awesome. So thousands of U.S. military members, after serving their country for years or decades, were told to get repeated COVID injections, right? And so, so one finally faced court-martial over it. Aren't you just dying to know what happened? Here you go. The trial convicted him, but with zero penalties whatsoever. No penalties. A conviction on paper. So, in fact, Lieutenant Bashaw expects to be promoted to captain with the impending court-martial being held up. After being praised in court for being an exemplary officer, serving his colleagues and everyone else, throughout his entire career, he's had this exemplary record. So the trial convicted him, but no penalties. So this is really critically important for 19,000 Marines alone and likely 100,000 or more in the various branches of the service who refuse to get jabs. And our military service members go to, you know, boot camps. They train rigorously and they are notoriously precise about their health and health and fitness. So this is massively important legal precedent that appears in a to be a nod toward the long history of the importance of following orders. And he didn't follow orders at all. And they really couldn't and didn't do anything to him for that, right? You know how seriously they take that, right? And so clearly trying to warn anyone else attempting to defy orders, that's what they're trying to do. And so the media is like running these stories and they left out a lot of what really happened to him because they wanted that overall threat of you defy orders, you're going down, you know, in the media to scare people into taking this jab. And the conviction was, says Robin, was really a toothless paper tiger. And it's appeasing the global elites who want everyone terrified and bullied into submission. And so obviously this clearly acknowledges that Mark Bashaw was an asset and still is an asset to the military. And nothing happened to him. He's even going to be promoted. So when the Clinton administration stockpiled smallpox vaccines and abandoned the project for civilian populations after alarming numbers of injuries occurred, they still continued to give the U.S. soldiers those vaccinations and pretty catastrophic results, too. One in 35 soldiers who received that during the Clinton years got clinical, subclinical myocarditis from it. And then also they started the anthrax program at the same time. They were doing the anthrax shot in the late 90s or in the early 90s. And there's never been an anthrax attack on our military. But they continue to shoot them up with anthrax. And then we wonder why we have so many soldiers committing suicide, having all these different issues, medical issues, emotional issues, all kinds of things. And they're shooting them up. They're making them the human guinea pigs. And it's not right. It's just not right. But I wanted you guys to know about this because this is so fantastic as far as saying, look, I know you fear your job or you fear your career. And in the military, you know, it's all about the orders, follow the orders. But really and truly, nothing was done. In fact, I know somebody in the military that refused to get the shot and they were sent to the Pentagon as a penance when the Pentagon was actually in their career a step up. It was actually a promotion with more money. And they were sent to the Pentagon and they're still there getting more and more promotions. And they didn't get the shot. So it really, truly is a big, huge deception out there that something is really going to happen to you. And so this is why it's always so important to stick to your guns and go with your gut and do what is right. Because I really think the blessings are there. And time again, we're always shown that to be true. They know they didn't have a real case to make him take it. And they still gave him the court-martial. How stupid is that? Because they had to look like they're still, you know, the military. But they didn't do anything to him. So I hope we can pass this along to others so they understand that, you know what, sometimes people are fired. Michelle Tanner, city council member, she was fired from IHC. Can you believe that? For not taking the shot, not taking this horrid, horrid mRNA shot. And I love her because she's willing to stand up and she was willing to lose her career. And so some people will lose jobs over it. And you might have listening to this show. But I promise you that I think you'll be very blessed for doing so and for standing up for what's right. We can't all cave to this garbage. And I think there'll be other real blessings for her as she moves along in her career path, too. Things that maybe she didn't even know were possible. Much better than IHC. I wouldn't want to work for them. They're horrid. I would not want to work for them. I don't even want to go to them. So from what I witnessed, no way. No way you could. Oh, gosh, the thought of it. So really the message is there's so many things we can do, and sometimes we're bound by fear, and sometimes we're bound by the deceptions of fear. And I just hope we can see through it. I really do. As a culture, we're going to have more stuff coming to us. Some might be real. Some might be faked. Because they realize that all they had to do now was tell you there is a killer disease out there, and everybody lobbed on to that without any visual evidence whatsoever in front of them for 2.5 years. They lobbed on to the idea of it and went nuts over the idea. So they know they can do it. Will they do it again? Sure, because everybody will think it's happening somewhere else. Of course they will. So all we really can do is make sure people are very aware of that, can see the writing on the wall. And if you can see it in front of you happening, then it's happening. If it's not, question everything. Still question everything, but question everything, right? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. I am on C-SPAN Monday morning, so you'll be able to catch me there live. And of course, that big event, United We Pledge, all of the artifacts coming to the Tabernacle this weekend. You're going to want to check that out and get a copy of the Declaration of Independence on that old printing press. Pretty amazing. You can get a free one over at the Tabernacle, 9 to 6 a.m. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow. And to thank you for all your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get my dog beds for as low as $19.99. Or for a limited time, you can get my six-piece towel sets. Regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. The lowest price ever with your promo code.
Use Kate, K-A-T-E, as the promo code, or go to MyPillow.com/Kate and get up to 75% off. These towels are amazing. So are the pillows, so are the sheets, everything else. But oh my gosh, the towels are amazing.